We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome on into the Aggies All the Way podcast. I'm Jaden Johnson, and today I get to sit down and chat with Utah State women's basketball head coach Kayla Ard. Coach, I know things are crazy right now. You've got the season coming up in just a few days now, I guess just over a week. So I appreciate you taking some time to sit down and chat with me.
Yeah, of course. Happy to do it. Happy to be here, man.
We had you on the podcast, I think it was the official first day that you were hired.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot has happened since then. We'll skip the introduction because if people want to know more about you, they can go back and listen to that one. That was back in, well, that was April that you came in, right?
Yep.
But, you know, like I said, a lot has happened since then. You brought in a whole new staff, brought in a whole bunch of new players, 9 new players. And now here we are a few days from the season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about the fact that we have a game a week from Wednesday, our first game. So that's... it's a great feeling, and it's also like, wow, it's finally here. So we're, everybody's really excited. Our staff's really excited. The players are very excited. I'm sure the fans are excited to tip things off for us and men's basketball. So it's a good time. You know, things have progressed, and every day is not great, but we're trying to find the good thing in every day. You know, it's challenging times right now, but I'm really proud of the team, the way we've grown, our staff, the way we've grown. So things are good, man. We're just excited, you know, to get started. And we did bring in some new players, obviously, and then the freshman class that was signed here, a couple of them have really been doing some good things. And so just watching everybody kind of grow together and mend together, you know, and seeing how they play off of each other has been really fun. And we're still trying to figure things out. You know, we got a week and a half, and I couldn't tell you right now who our starting lineup's going to be. So, you know, we're going to use the next week or so and get that figured out. And but every player on this team is going to be a big part of our success and what we do this year, whether it's the kid playing the most minutes or, you know, the kid playing the least minutes. So Every person's really important, and that's the thing that we've been stressing. Team first, we're a family, and no one individual is more important than the team. So that's what we've been focusing on, and we've been working with Riley Jensen, our sports performance coach, on the mental aspect of the game, and he's been really, really good for us. And so we've been doing some team bonding things, and it's been good, man. We're just ready to get rolling here.
So this is your first head coaching gig, and you kind of got thrown in head first, it seems like. You know, you're taking over a team that maybe underperformed last year, but then they lose a lot of the talent that they had last year. You bring in 9 new players, you bring in a whole new staff, you know, all the regular off-season stuff, but then on top of that, COVID, and just the craziness that brings. How do you feel like you've been able to manage all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say we're doing a good job, but to be honest, I don't know, man. You know, I don't feel like the COVID stuff is bringing any challenges that every other coach in America is not dealing with. So even though it's, you know, yes, it's my first time head coaching job here, but nobody knows what they're doing. You know, I mean, Craig's been here for 2 years. He probably don't know what he's doing over there. Nobody knows what they're doing. I mean, this is unprecedented times, and it's unfamiliar territory for everybody. And so, I'm just taking that as it rolls. And, you know, our administration's been really good and helping us out and helping us, you know, kind of steer through this and figure this out day by day. But, as far as the other stuff, like I said, we're figuring it out day by day. I think the great thing with this team is that they understand that this is my first head coaching job, and the staff understands that. I was very open and honest with that from day one with our players and the staff. And so they've been really good. I mean, they make me better every single day. Our staff makes me better. The players make me better. I have great relationships with our players, and they want to see me grow and learn as a head coach, just like I want to see them grow and learn as players. And I think when you have that type of relationship, you know, that's something special. You got something special there when you have that kind of relationship. So, I mean, like I said, we're just all ready to get rolling here. But I've been really, really pleased with the team, with the staff. The community's been great. So, we'll see how it goes, I guess, in about a week and a half here whenever we tip off.
Well, when we had you on last time, you know, you were still in the process of figuring out what your staff is going to look like and going through that process. And now you've got the whole staff in here. They've been here for a long time. I'm a big fan of some of these people you've brought in. It seems like they're all young. They're all former players. What were you looking for as you established your staff and as you brought them in?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was I wanted family. I wanted us to be a family. I don't want there to be cliques and, you know, that type of stuff on the staff, just like I do on the team. We're a team. The players are a team, and then we're one big team all together, and I think that's really important. Loyalty is huge to me, and so everybody I hired knew how important that was. So that's really, really important. And then just the way we feed off of each other. So we got some people that are really high energy, like myself, and then we got some people that are lower energy, and they know when to turn it on and back off. And I think that the staff's been really good bonding together. I got some people on the staff that will tell me, hey, I think the kids need this, or I think you're doing this. Maybe you should look at this. So having people on the staff that respect me enough and I respect enough to listen to them and you know, make sure they have a voice. And I've given people a lot of roles and delegated a lot of stuff to different people. And I think these guys have done a great job. A ton of our success is going to be based off of how good they are. And I think they're doing a great job. And so we've split things up, whether it's the scouts or offense, defense, rebounding, stuff like that. We've split it all up. And like I said, these guys, they're working their butts off for me and for the program. And I just really appreciate them, and they're doing a great job. But I'm really, really pleased with the way our staff has came together and the way we have each other's back.
So for those that might not be familiar at all with any of these people that you brought in, can you kind of introduce the staff to them?
Yeah, for sure. So Carly Burris is my recruiting coordinator, and she's also our defensive coordinator. So we've been doing some really good things recruiting-wise with the 2022 class. We're kind of on hold with the 2021 class. Just because of the timing that we came in, you know, and everything that's going on with people getting an extra year and stuff like that. But she's been really, really good. She's working with our defensive stuff every day. Coach Kenny, Jean Kenny, she's also working with our defense. So between those two, a lot of basketball IQ there. Like you mentioned, both former players. Jean played at LSU, and Carly Burris played at Portland. So both of them had really good careers, They're very defensive minded, so the opposite of me, which is really, really good. That's really, really good for me to, make me want to be passionate about that side of the ball. And they've both done a really good job there. And then Jay, Juwan, he had a really good career at Ball State, and he's helping me with the offense. So he and I are both very offensive-minded, so we're kind of breaking that down every day and looking at the offense. And we think very similar. So I love him. His energy is always great. I know exactly what I'm going to get from him. He's very across the board, the same every day, doesn't have a bad day kind of guy. And having somebody like that on your staff is really, really good. He can come in here and we can bounce stuff off of each other and idea if we draw stuff up together. And so it's been really, really good. And then Taylor Ignoto, she is definitely a coach, but I stole her and got her in the adobo role. And she just keeps everything together, you know, whether it's me or the staff or the players, or she's handling a million different things. And I just love her energy. She's positive. She's funny. She's she's just fits in really well with everybody. So I, again, been really, really pleased with all these guys. They're great. They have my back. I got their back. And you know, everything's not perfect all the time. I'm not going to pretend like it is, but we find a way to come back together at the end of every day. So I couldn't be happier with the staff and the people that I hired.
So you mentioned you've got five freshmen coming in. One of the first things that you did, I know, as a coach, was bring in a graduate transfer, Jessica Chapman, and then brought in three JUCO players. What were you looking for in those players, and what characteristics were you looking for in a player to come in, and do you expect those players to contribute immediately?
Yeah, well, I wanted some I love athletic players, so I definitely wanted athletic players. The thought process behind the grad transfer and the three junior college players was the classes were very uneven. Mm-hmm. We really needed some maturity. So between the freshmen and sophomores, I mean, there was just a ton of players. And Emmy was the only senior that was coming back, you know. So we just needed some maturity. We needed some kids that were older. And then it would help, balance out the recruiting classes as well. So that was kind of the thought process there. Also, the timing when we came in, I mean, really didn't have an option to go high school kids at that point in time, you know. So, it's been really good, you know, bringing that experience in already. Jess is like our coach out on the floor. Have a great relationship with her. She understands that she's seen things go wrong at programs, and so she can nip those kind of things in the bud for us. And I love that, because she's like, coach, this is what's going on, and she stops it before it starts. So she keeps down a lot of the problems or drama or that type of stuff for us before we even have to deal with it. And having a player like that on your staff, on your roster that you can trust, like someone on your staff, is amazing. So I can't talk enough about her. And then what she's doing on the court is exactly what I wanted to bring her here for. So just really hard worker, mature, great person, and loves her teammates, and that the team picks on her and calls her mom all the time. So she's the mom of the group, and it's just funny. She loves all those guys, and so it's been really good. And then our other transfers, definitely expect these kids to play and impact. And it's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I mean, we got so many people that could start. We got so many people that could be the first one coming off the bench. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And then, you know, you're dealing with the other stuff. So if somebody gets a positive test, or if they're around somebody, they're out in quarantine. So that's why I just keep telling the team, like, hey, everybody's got to be ready to go. I don't focus on who's starting. We play a very fast-paced system, so there's going to be a lot of people playing, a lot of subs in and out. Don't focus on who's starting, who's not starting, because everybody's going to share the minutes, you know, and then next man up type mentality. I mean, somebody goes down and they're out for 14 days. We got to have somebody step in and be ready to go. So, so I'm excited about those guys that came in, but I'm just as excited about the returners and the freshman class that came in too. So, one big family, man. You know, we'll see what happens in a week and a half. And some people play different in games too. So it's one thing to watch what we're doing in practice, and then you get somebody in the game and they do something else. So we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm definitely excited about the kids we brought in. But there's a lot of other kids on the team I'm really excited about as well.
So you've had some opportunity now to see the team all together. I know you guys have had a couple scrimmages.
Yep.
Do you feel like you are where you need to be at this point? And what are the team's biggest strengths and weaknesses that you've been able to see?
You know, I don't feel like I'm ever where we need to be. But when I go talk to the rest of the staff, they're like, we're so far ahead than I've been in other programs. And I'm constantly like, oh, my God, we're not ready. You know, and I think that's most head coaches are that way. You know, I remember being on the other side of it when my head coach came in and, oh, we're not ready. And I'm like, Coach, we look pretty good out there, you know. So I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be on the other side of it. So, you know, I think we're in a good spot. I think we're in a good spot. Being able to scrimmage against the practice players that we got approved to scrimmage against, I think was good for us, eye-opening in some ways, pointing out some things we obviously need to work on. And then, you know, there were some good things from it as well. So I was happy with the number of points we put up. I wasn't happy with how many points we gave up. So our big focus this week is defense. I think we're going to be good offensively, and we're going to figure out ways to score, and the players know what I'm looking for now, the pace that we want to play at. And then defensively, we haven't focused on it as much as we have offensive. So this week we're really digging into the defensive side of things and working on that. So I don't know if I'll ever feel like we could be undefeated halfway through the season and I'd still say we're not where we need to be. So I don't know if I'll ever feel that way, but I think that's, you know, that keeps the drive going. It keeps me pushing forward and stuff. So I don't know if I'll ever say that, but I think we're in a really good spot right now, and the rest of the staff seems to think so too. So yeah, we're good.
Good. I think that's the right mentality for a head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever feel like comfortable. That's just not me. I'll never be comfortable.
Have there been any players that maybe stood out so far and that have kind of surprised you? I know you said that you don't really have a starting lineup yet, mm-hmm. and you're still figuring that all out, but, anybody that's kind of stood up above the rest?
Yeah, there's been a couple players, but it's really funny because every day that answer changes. So that, I don't know if that's good or bad. We're not going to be a system that has a star player, so we're not going to have somebody dropping 30. We're more of a spread the ball around, you know, every night could be a different leading scorer. So I kind of like the fact that it's different every day. Now to that point, you want some consistency, obviously, you know, but like I said, the players, I feel like I know what I'm getting out of them. They're pretty consistent every day, but, you know, Jess Chapman has been, great. She's been great, and I feel like she gets better every day. So I'm really excited about what she's bringing out there. Our freshman Megan, she was out for a little while. Now she's back, and she's a scoring guard, and I'm a big fan of that. So I've been really pleased with her, especially as a freshman. Some of the stuff that she's doing. Emmy's working really, really hard, and I love her confidence. It's getting a little bit better every day, and you know she's been told to do things one way for 3 years, and this system is very, very different. So what I'm expecting her to do is very different than what she was expected to do in the past. So me putting more responsibility on her, I think she's handling it really good. And like I said, she's just growing every day and getting better. Confidence is getting higher every day. So I've been really happy about that. And I could go down a list and talk about every player on the team, but I'm really excited to see what Hallie does as a freshman. She's just our kind of post player. But, you know, different kids have different roles. And I think, again, that we're going to have a pretty big rotation there in numbers and how many people play. So, like I said, it could be somebody different every day, man. I could talk about somebody different every day. It might be Shyla's on and she's can't miss from three. You know, we played a scrimmage the other day and a meet hit like 9 threes. I mean, so you never know, you know, it's different every day. Some days KK looks like a superstar and you know, her footwork's unbelievable. Ellie can really D people up. I mean, Kenley gets going from the 3-point line. So, sure. You know, it could be somebody different every day. I love their energy and what they're bringing out there. I love it. I love that it's somebody different every day. That's going to be great for our system. Everybody's ever going to know who to scout, who to guard. So that'll play out well for us if we can keep moving forward that way.
So on top of all the regular, you know, off-season prep and everything that goes along with that, I know the scheduling has just been a nightmare this year with the Mountain West kind of putting out a schedule, pulling it back. Now we're going to switch, do the pods or what, not the pods, but the road, home, home schedule. And I know that's kind of thrown a wrench in the preseason scheduling as well.
Yeah.
Or the non-conference scheduling, I should say. What's that been like navigating all of that? And here we are 9 days to the season and still don't really have it locked down.
Yeah, so I guess this would be good for the fans and stuff to hear. So we don't have a lot locked down, honestly, and it's completely out of our control. So we're waiting Mountain West to release stuff. So the Mountain West released the schedule. We thought we had our schedule of 18 games of Mountain West, and then we'll be scheduled 7 non-conference opponents, right? Sign all the contracts, and then a week ago, they're like, we're going to go to a 20-game conference schedule, so now we got to cancel 2 of our non-conference schedules. So now I'm trying to figure out who that was. So we're actually going to play some conference games prior to Christmas. I believe those games are on the December 21st and 23rd at San Jose State. we got to cancel two of our non-conference games, so we had to knock off two of those games. But we were able to keep the BYU game on the schedule, and I know the community wants to see that, and that's good for the state of Utah, obviously. So it's going to work itself out, but it's been definitely challenging, to say the least, a little stressful. Coach Kenny's down there working her butt off on our scheduling, and every day I tell her something different, and she's just keeping a great positive attitude about it, so I appreciate that. But Coach Taylor's down there and can't schedule any of our trips. We have no flights booked. We have no hotels booked. And yeah, here we are a week and a half before our game starts. So again, I'm not sure that this is something that every coach in the country is not dealing with, though. Honestly, every program's going through the same thing. So like I said, we're just trying to find the good in it and keep the positive up. And you know, it is what it is. We are supposed to have a Mountain West schedule today. And we do have our non-conference set at this point with our five games. So we'll play five non-conference games, starting with Montana here on November 25th. I believe the tip-off is 2 p.m. And I am not sure about the fan situation yet, so I can't tell you about that. But I know we were going to have limited fans, and then the whole thing came out, and now there's no fans at football. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that's going to go. So we'll see.
It's all in motion.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm going to leave that up to John Hartwell, and he can figure that part out. That's out of my pay grade. Yeah, so, you know, it's stressful, man. But honestly, I told the staff the other day, I said, hey, I'm just getting to where I'm just going to smile and laugh about things. There's no point stressing out about it. There's nothing I can do about it. Hopefully the schedule comes out today. But if it doesn't, then it'll come out tomorrow or the next day, and we'll just have to roll with it from there. So the thing I know right now is that we got Montana on the 25th, and that's all I'm focused on right now is that game. So I'm just locking in on that. But I don't know. Hopefully we get the schedule today. We'll see.
Well, and I know that there's a lot of things out of your control. And once, you know, especially with conference scheduling, they give you the schedule and you play it. What are your thoughts on the formatting of it, where you are going to face teams back to back in the same week in a 3-day span or whatnot, and you're not going to travel everywhere in the conference? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I don't think anybody is. But I do think it's probably the best option for everyone involved to knock down travel some. So, we start at San Jose State, so we go there. We will play on the 21st, off on the 22nd, and then we play them again on the 23rd at their place, so they'll never come to us. So that series, that entire series, is played at their place. So obviously, yeah, that's an advantage for them, but maybe we get somebody else at home that's an advantage for us. So I'm not jumping for joy about it, but I do think, you know, Mountain West made the call they needed to make, and the athletic directors chose to do this to knock down travel some with everything that's going on. So I think the biggest thing was, let's figure out a way for us to be able to play. Let's figure out a way for every team in the conference to be able to have a schedule and to play and do it the safest way possible. And I think that's responsibly at the end of the day, that's what they did. So to be honest, I'm just happy that we have a schedule. I'm happy that we have a season, and that's really what I'm focused on, man. I just want the kids to be able to play. They've been working really hard, and if we got to play two games in one place and then somebody come back to us, if that's what we got to do this year until everything settles down, that's what we got to do. You know, I'm just happy that we have a season to look forward to, and we're just rolling with that. So they could have told us we were playing all of our games within a span of 30 days, and we would have been okay with that, to be honest. We just want to play. So it is what it is. We're just, like I said, staying positive about it and moving forward.
Well, we'll wrap things up, but, you know, a game just over a week away coming up against Montana. What's the preparations looking like for that? And, I mean, what's the next week like for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, it'll be interesting. It's our first scouts. We didn't get to do an exhibition game or a scrimmage. Normally you work out some of the kinks then, so I'm sure there's going to be kinks. I'm sure there's going to be obstacles that we got to figure out a way to get around. But we're going to figure it out. It's going to be fine. I'm excited. I know the kids are excited to play against somebody different. And I hope there's fans in there, but if there aren't, you know, we got to bring our own energy. We're focused on Montana, yes, but we're more focused on Utah State. So we got to be ready to do what we're going to do offensively and defensively. They have a new head coach, too. He's interim there, so he's been on the staff, but he may have changed the whole system. We don't know, you know. So he's dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. You know, he's probably trying to figure out what I'm going to run. So, like I said, our main focus is Utah State right now. So keeping us all together, keeping everybody healthy, and worrying about Utah State and what we're going to do, is that's our main focus going into this week. But couldn't be more excited. Just ready to get there, you know. Ready to get there and tip it off on the 25th and see what happens, see what we got to work on from there.
All right, Coach. Well, looking forward to it. I know we're going to talk plenty throughout the season on the radio broadcast, but we'll have to get you on the podcast again sometime soon, all right?
Yeah, anytime. Let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.